A wise turtle in a movie once said, "Righteous! Righteous!" not that turtle, but a different turtle. You might know the movie. I think it was Kung Fu Panda. But it's going to be the center of our topic today. And that is, the past is a mystery. The future is a mystery. Nope, I butchered it. yesterday was a mystery. Nope. Oh my goodness. Focus. Okay, I gotta be present. That is the topic today, being present. Didn't help that my gas tank just told me I'm running low. But okay, here we go. Yesterday was history. Tomorrow is a mystery. That is why today is the present. Nope. Oh my goodness. Okay, one more time. Yesterday was a mystery. Tomorrow is history. Nope. Wow. Struggling so hard. Okay, last chance, and then I'm gonna just delete this and start over. Okay. Be present. Focus. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. That is why today is a gift. Because it's the present. You know what? I'm not going to get it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, today's a gift. And so we have to be present for it. And that's what we're going to dive into today. So, that was the worst intro I think I've ever done. Oh, today's going to be fun. So, be present. What does it mean? Now, the fact that I have to explain what being present means is kind of a sign of the times, and it's honestly a little depressing because people aren't present. How many times a day are you speaking with someone? And in the middle of you speaking to them, or with them, I should say, they take out their phone and they look because they got some kind of notification. Or someone passes by and they look at them and they stare at them for a while. Or a car passes by, like this Ford Titanium Hybrid Fusion. Oh, I wanted that car for a while. That passes by and then that distracts you. Kind of like that just distracted me. How often does that happen? And how does it make you feel? One of the most frustrating things for me is when I'm talking to someone and they ask me a question. Like, hey, how was your day going? And before I can even get one word out, they take their phone out and they're on Facebook or Instagram or they're texting someone back. I say, oh, you know what? My day really sucked today. 5 second pause. Then what? Like, bruh, you asked me a question. I didn't ask you a question. I mean, I did. But you didn't respond because you were too busy in your text messages or your Instagram or whatever the heck is going on in your phone. Like, you asked me a question. Did you ask it for fun? Like, just because you wanted to entertain me for whatever reason? Like, bro, you called me. What? Like, oh man, it is one of the most frustrating things I go through every single day. And so I made it a point for me because I know how it feels for me to be on that other end. I don't want anyone to feel that way when they're talking to me. So I put my phone away. Like, it's in my pocket. My phone's typically on silent because if I need something, I will go to my phone. But more often than not, nothing really happens. So, and I check my phone at least every, 20, 30 minutes. So I'm not going to miss something important. And so I try to give that respect to the people that I'm around. But when I'm being asked a question, and it's something as loaded as, how was your day? At least give me the decency to hear my answer before you take your phone out. Like, Jesus. Maybe I should text my response to you? Is that gonna help? Like, okay. Sorry, rant over. Okay. Now that I breathe. Okay, I feel better. Just be decent. Be a decent human being. Like, I just got out of the way for that motorcycle. And he gave me a peace sign. Like, hey, thanks for seeing me. Thanks for acknowledging me. I appreciate you. Nobody acknowledges the bikers. Nobody. Anyway, let's move on. This kind of brings me into the next part of this conversation, which is multitasking. Now, I know everybody has multitasking on their resume. It's one of their endorsed skills on LinkedIn. Everyone's like, I'm a great multitasker, which is a bunch of bulls. Multitasking is a damn myth. It's a myth. Yeah, you can work on more than one thing around the same time. And maybe you can answer emails and text messages at the same time, quote unquote. I just did air quotes and the person next to me is looking at me like I'm crazy. But multitasking is not an efficient way to do anything. Because think about it. You have to stop one task to go to the next task. You have to remember where you were at with that specific task and keep on remembering where you left off on the last one. And then you got to start and stop and just all of those good things or bad things. There's no way to multitask efficiently. Because when you're multitasking, you're not giving 100% effort or attention to either task. So for those high achievers out there, hi, hello, me, I'm one of them, kind of, sometimes, when I want to be. For those high achievers out there, let's say you're working on one or two or three tasks all at the same time, you're giving 50%, 33.333% of your attention at any given time if you're working on more than one thing or conversing with more than one thing. You're texting, you're on Instagram in the comments, you're on Twitter, you're talking to somebody in person. And even then, it doesn't break down that simply because there's just too many distractions in the world. Like, why would someone buy a Tesla and wrap it freaking pink? Like, bro, you just wasted what so much money. But you know what? Do what makes you happy. That's on you. That's your thing. That wouldn't be good for me. But hey, if that's what makes you happy, that's what floats your boat. Float away, my man. Float away. But do you kind of get where I'm coming from? Like, you're probably driving right now. You're probably sitting at your desk. You might be sitting on the toilet. And you're kind of listening to me in and out because I'm angry right now, or let's put it this way, I'm passionate right now about what I'm talking about, and you kind of agree, it's kind of funny, but you're thinking about like, oh crap, is there toilet paper? I forgot to check. Did you check? Or you might have gotten an email, and now you're not listening to me, which is fine, but whatever it is, there's a lot of distractions, so you might be working on two tasks. Plus the distractions, how much actual percentage of yourself are you giving that task? And you have the nerve. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my goodness. I need to calm down. Hold on 1 second. Let's take a quick break. Okay, so I'm back. And here's the funny part. I took a quick break to collect my thoughts, to semi-relax so I'm not screaming at my phone recording this thing. And I'm at a stop sign, and this kid starts running towards the intersection. We have a red light, but he's running towards the direction that cars are going into. And so, as a parent, the minute I see a kid running, I mini panic attack, like especially into a busy intersection. Mini panic attack, I'm freaking out, and he's just going to press the button so that he can cross the street. 10 feet behind him is, I'm assuming, his dad. And guess what he's doing? He's on his phone. On his phone. Bro, like, it's Park Presidio. That is a busy street. We are about to go on California, and you're on your phone while your kid is running towards the street, running towards the intersection. like, nothing bad happened, but let's say something did. Was that email or text message or Twitter update, was that more important in that moment? Like, really, this is what frustrates me so much about this topic, is that people think that other things are more important than what's happening right freaking now. Right freaking now. Like, if you're at work and you're not focusing on your work and you're focusing on other things, and then 2 months later you complain because you didn't get the promotion or you didn't do a good job, then pay freaking attention. Like, that's why. That's exactly why. Because you're not putting 100% of your effort into your work. And you might lie to yourself that you are, but there's a reason. There's a reason for everything. And so I watched this video yesterday and it was hilarious. It was a 45-second video. It was actually an ad for somewhere not in America, because they would never play this in America. But it was straight 45 seconds of people being on their phone. First person walked right into a pole. Two people crossing the crosswalk bump into each other. One person drops her phone and breaks it. Another dude walking through a park on his phone, not paying attention, just paying attention to his tweet or whatever the heck is going on his phone, falls into a lake. Just falls into a lake. Another person walking on the street, there's a pretty low sign, walks right into the sign. All super embarrassing. And now here's the punchline for this commercial. There's a girl sitting in her car. She's driving. She looks up a couple times and she starts texting. Four or five seconds later, she gets hit. Everything in the car goes flying. So this is a dashboard camera. This is a dashboard camera looking into the car. The car flips at least three times and lands on its upside, completely upside down. She is completely unconscious. Was it worth it? Worst case scenario, she's dead. Worst case scenario. Now, was that text that I'm gonna be there 2 minutes late, if that's what she was, is that worth it? I can't think of anything worth a human life. I mean, just a few days ago in San Francisco, a Tesla runs a red light, and this is probably not on autopilot because this car was flying. This car was going 45 miles an hour in a 25 mile per hour zone. The light had been red for at least 2 or 3 seconds. Cars were already in the intersection, and two pedestrians go to cross the street. For whatever reason, the wife looks at her husband and stops him. She sees the car coming, but it is entirely too late. This Tesla sideswipes a Mini Cooper, hits both of the pedestrians, and spins out onto the street. The couple was in critical condition, and the man ends up passing away. You want to know what's even sadder than that? That couple, they're from Fresno, and they were celebrating their wedding anniversary. Instead of celebrating the life that they've built together so far, she now has to plan his funeral. And I am willing to bet my life savings that the driver was texting or on Instagram, doing something with her damn phone. She got arrested. Involuntary vehicular manslaughter. It's sickening. It is so sickening. We need to train ourselves to be present, to be in the moment. In most cases, and this is the dangerous part, in most cases, not being mentally aware of what's going on around you won't affect you. But in the off chance, in that split second when it actually matters and you're not there, it can be catastrophic. For some people, it can cost lives. But again, more often than not, probably won't hurt anything. But the other thing that you're not seeing, that we're not seeing as a society, is if we're constantly in our phone. I mean, you don't. The next time you go to Target or Costco, or you're out in public and you hear a kid calling for mom or dad, count how many times they have to say mom, dad, mom, dad, mom, dad. Count how many times they have to ask for attention before they get a response. If it's more than two or three, look at that parent. What are they doing? I see it so freaking often. It's so frustrating. I'm a parent myself. I get it. Kids are a handful. If you're not mentally there for that day, too bad. You can't call in sick to being a parent. You just got to deal with it. But we have to be present in the moment. So my challenge to all of you listening is put your phone away. Just put it away. Put your phone away. Not right now, or maybe it's away now because you're listening to this podcast. But when you're eating dinner with a bunch of friends, put your phone in your pocket. Turn on Do Not Disturb. Be present for that conversation. Because I don't know how you would feel, but for me, if I want to hang out with my friend, I want to hang out with my friend. Because maybe I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe I haven't seen her in a while. If I was just going to text people when I'm having dinner or lunch or coffee or whatever the situation is, I could have done that from home. You took the time to get your butt out of the house, dropped everything, whatever you were doing, to make plans with this person. Give them your attention. It's the least you can do. Now, the last thing I want to talk about before I let you go, as per usual, my wife and I went to Bora Bora 3, maybe 4 years ago at this point. It was a while ago. So we went to Bora Bora, and I was going through a lot professionally, financially. There was a lot of things going on at that time. And I really wanted to just disconnect from everything, relax, try to forget about as much as I could, and save it for when I got back. I figured if I can relax, get my mind right, get the rest and restoration that I needed, then when I come back, I can handle everything that I needed to. So for that week that we were gone and we were in Bora Bora, I decided that I was going to turn my phone off and I wasn't going to turn it back on till we got back. I brought a camera, so I had the ability to take pictures, but I didn't have any of the notifications distracting me from what was right in front of me. We were gone for, we were actually in Bora Bora for probably 3 or 4 days. And when I tell you that they were the longest 3 to 4 days of my life, they were the absolute longest days ever. I remember we woke up one morning around 8:30, went to go get breakfast. No phone, just me and my wife
looking at the fish, throwing bread into the water, just eating. Just eating. We must have been there for 2 to 3 hours, just enjoying each other's company, looking at the fish, talking to some of the other people. I looked down at my phone. I'm sorry. I looked down at Ima's phone to check the time. 45 minutes had gone by. Just 45 minutes. We went out to the beach after that. We were hanging out. And we were just on the beach, enjoying the beautiful weather, getting a nice tan, listening to the waves crashing on the shore, sand in between your toes, cold fruity drink in your other hand. I wasn't even sleepy. I was just kind of watching and observing and taking everything in. I still remember how the sun felt on my skin. Like, it was hot. It was intense. On one side. And it was cool on the other side, where the shade was. I still remember the padding I was laying down on. It was mostly soft, kind of damp, a little bit of sand on there. Really small breeze. I remember those moments so vividly because I had nothing distracting me from them. 100% of my focus was on my time there in those moments. We must have been on the beach for hours. My wife comes over to me and says, "Hey, are you hungry?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I think I can eat." What time is it? Like 3, 4 o'clock? She was like, "No, it's 1:30. What? My day already felt like it had been a full 8-hour day, when in reality it had only been 4. Now, I'm all about relationship building. I'm all about other people. I probably care more about others than I do myself sometimes. And that's something that I got to battle with. But what I'm saying to you is, if we're present and we're in the moment, building relationships in person, focusing on relationships in person, will do more for you than focusing on relationships through text. Or focusing on those false relationships on social media. Because I can easily go onto somebody's Instagram page and be like, "Hey, that looks dope," or whatever. But it's not the same as me in person saying, "Hey, that vacation looked amazing. You must have had such a great time." Grabbing their arm when I say it. "Man, I haven't seen you in a long time. I really miss seeing you." Giving them a hug. Nothing will replace that. Digital cannot replace that. Some things need to be done in the present. I hope you enjoyed that episode. That one flowed so smoothly. Actually did that in less than my drive to work. But I hope you enjoyed it nonetheless. I was very passionate about that topic, and seeing that one situation really kind of ignited that passion even more after I relaxed. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope there was some value for you. The next part, the next episode, I told you was going to be about authenticity and having my friend join me. Schedules got kind of crazy, so I wasn't able to meet with her and record that episode yet. It's coming, I promise. We're gonna do it. But until then, be kind, be present. I'll catch you on the next one.